Okay, for our last shiur, again, shout out to Shmuel, Akiva, and Akiva for being here. Mitzchila and so. We'll do our goodbyes later. Okay, so just to finish up the sugya of Palgina Dibura. So last issue, very appropriate. The last issue that at hand is how to understand the Maskana of the Gemara. All right, the Maskana of the Gemara clearly rejects Palgina Dibura. Right, clearly rejects Palgina Dibura to say that we can't rely on the Edim, right, regarding the Lovet, and not regarding the Arif. We don't say that. But the big question that all the Rishonim have to contend with is, why not? Why can't we apply Palgina Dibura Limaskana in our Gemara? So as to be expected, the answer to the question of why Palgina Dibura doesn't apply Limaskana in our Suya is going to be directly dependent on the three different approaches as to how Palgina Dibura works. Right? Depending on the nature of Palgina Dibura, which will thereby impact why it doesn't apply in the Maskana, in Makos, Davzayin, Amin Aleph. So let's go through the different Mahalach. So the easiest one, I would say, what is the easiest Mahalach to explain why it doesn't apply here? The right thing. Exactly. So within the Mahalach, the Palgina Dibura is all about that by a psul baldavar that you lack a shame aid, so then why doesn't that apply here? Exactly, because here the psul at hand is not a psul baldavar, it's rather psul karov. Exactly right. The arev is a karov to the edim. Right? There's no issue of baldavar here. So therefore, in shitas arayvin, is that whenever you're dealing with the psul kurva, palgina dibura is not going to be applied. So that's the easiest way to answer the question. And it works out well that the arayvin, this famous arayvin who develops his yesod of palgina dibura, is limited to a psul baldavar, where you lack a shemid. That arayvin is introduced in the context of this question. Oh, why doesn't Palgina Dibura apply in our sugya? Rivet answers, in our sugya, because the way Palgina Dibura works is that it works through the lack of a shame aid by a baldavar, but it doesn't carry over to a psul karov. So that's, the Rivet's approach we're able to easily explain. The next one, which requires some work, but it's also easier to explain, what's the next mahalach, which is not so hard, but, needs some explanation. I think that's the hardest one to explain. Palgina Dibura. Right? The second mahalach of Palgina Dibura is going, and this is where the Rishonim need to work a little bit, right, to explain why is it that if the mechanism of Palgina Dibura is literally this idea of splitting the Dibura at hand, so why, ask the Rishonim, why doesn't Palgina Dibura apply in Arasuya? So I think that there are two different answers in the Rishonim to this question. There is some overlap. You could conflate the two, but I really think there are two different mahalachim in the Rishonim. The first mahalach is suggested by both the Ramban and the Rush. Right? What is the answer given by the Rush in the first Deah and the Ramban in his first Deah? What? Not that part. What? One more time? Possible to Machiah? What? Okay. Meaning, okay, good. But and the answer is that which cases is Palgina Dibura applicable? Only cases which are considered to be Trey Mili. Right? So the first answer, right, within Palgina Dibura, the literal Palgina Dibura approach, is that this notion of applying Palgina Dibura to split a Dibura in half is limited to cases which are considered Trey Mili. Two independent clauses. Once it's two independent clauses, so then you could apply Palgina Dibura. But our case is not considered two independent clauses, and therefore it doesn't apply. So let's just read the Rush. The Rush and the Ramban in the first day are very similar. Anyone have the Rush out? This is the Rush in the line of Yesh Mitartzen, the first day in the Rush. Again, it's going to, clearly working within Palgina Dibura in the literal sense. Therefore, it says that Palgina Dibura only applies when the Dibura at hand is comprised of Trey Mili, two independent clauses. Anyone have it? Out. Go for it, Yaakov. So in essence, the first day is saying, and all those cases that were quoted in the question, Sanhedrin Tates, Sanhedrin Chafei, Yivam Chafei, right, there are two independent you know, mili, right? Mili achrimi ninu. They're two independent clauses, and therefore a pagin and dibura comes in and says, oh, you can accept one clause, and you split them off from the second clause. Mash enkin here, right? The edim said, right? The edim say, consider this, it's one edus, we'll get the details later. It's one edus, right? Regarding both the arev and the lova, and there's nothing to split. There are no tre mili to split. So according to the Ramban, again, in the Ramban, again, Chedushim, right, in the Sugya, again, in Dira Maschil, I guess, at least in the green edition, the paragraph that starts, the Ika Denichale, anyone have that, the Ramban? Chedushim, the Ramban? So you also have to see that, it's on like, you know, the first, toward the beginning of it, after he asks the question, it says, the Ika Denichale, right, so again, it's the same as the first day in the Rush. Both of them saying that you only apply Pagin Dibur within Trey Mili. Again, this works out very nicely, obviously, with the second Mahalach, that it's about literal Pagin Dibur. It's about splitting the Dibur, so then it makes sense. When are you going to split it? When there are two independent clauses. There's one clause, Legabe the Roveya, is another clause, legabe the nirva. But in this case, where it's all one edus, right, and it's not about splitting the edus, right, rather it's about believing the edus, legabe zev, lo legabe zev, so then it doesn't, then pagina dibura is not applicable. So again, I would say the first version, right, of in the Rishonim within the pagina dibura mahalach, is that pagina dibura is limited to trei mili. And if you just look at the book, the Shach Vitaria of the Rush and the Ramban, so you have in the Kasha, the assumption is that Pagina Dibura is working midin Pagina Nemanus. And therefore in both cases the Ramban and the Rush ask, oh, why don't we apply Pagina Nemanus here? And then the answer in the first day says, no, you got it wrong. The mechanism Pagina Dibura at play in those Gemaras is not Pagina Nemanus, which would have been applicable here. It's rather Pagina Dibura in the literal sense. What's Pagina Dibura in the literal sense? That only applies in cases, in those types of cases where you actually have two clauses, Tre Mili, not in this case where it's really considered Chad Mili. And the point is that you're believing it Legabe Zeb, Lo Legabe Zeb. So in the Havimina, when it was Pagina Nemanus, worked out very nicely, but the maskana, according to these deos, that the mechanism is not pagina nemanos, it's rather pagina dibura, and therefore it only applies when it's trei mili. That's the Ramban, and the Rush. The first day in both the Ramban and the Rush, and just the Shach Vitaria in both the Rishonim is habamina pagina nemanos, maskana is pagina dibura, and therefore it doesn't apply in our case. There's another answer in the pagina dibura in the mahalach, which seems similar to this idea, but it's, I think, slightly different. Who suggests a similar but slightly different mahalach to this? The Ritva. Everyone can open up the Ritva. The Ritva at the end. This is very, very important. At the end of the Ritva, Va'odi Yishlomer, Akiva, do you have it? You have it at the end? It says like, Va'odi Yishlomer, Be'ikr Kushyan, Delo Damu Klal.
You're
right, yeah. It should say Nirva. Al Roveh. Your edition says Roveh?
I have parentheses
near the bracket. Yeah, that's what it should be. So again, right off the bat, the Ritva here seems to be focusing not on Trei Mili, two independent clauses, but rather about an Iker Edus versus a Tosefes Edus. Right? And that the only time you can apply Pagina Dibura is when you're cutting off something which is considered Tosefes, which is considered extraneous. And we'll see, he's going to continue this further. Which sounds, as we'll develop, slightly different than the Mahalach of the Rush and the Ramban is, it's about two independent clauses. Sounds like more. It's not enough for it to be two independent clauses. You can dafka, you can only knock off a part of the edus, not only if it's considered independent, but if it's considered extraneous, if it's considered tosefes.
You said
the opposite. Let's say, can you have...
Instead, he's saying that two claws is not enough. It has
that's what I thought. The koveya has nothing to do with clauses. Koveya has to do with Tosefes. That's an interesting question. So let's keep that in mind then when you did your reading.
Okay.
And so he's having this line that when they're completely independent in Yanim, so therefore the second thing can be considered Tosefes, extraneous. Oh, now the key, what's the contrast?
Is damnu.
He's saying, but in the case of the Yerushalmi, right? In the case of the Yerushalmi, in the case of Makos, where we don't apply Pagin and Zibura, because there, you're not. There's nothing extraneous. It just happens to be that the case involves both parties, right? Ina edim mosifim beedusim klal me'atzman. They're not adding anything extraneous. Kel shnei dvarim nisnamnu v'nasu edim. That happens to be talking about two things. So what we really, so again, point number one is that, I don't know if you agree, but just the implication is that the ritzvah is a slightly different idea than the Rush and the Ramban. Right? While the Rush and the Ramban are just saying tre mili versus chad mili, right? The ritzvah is not about tre versus chad as much as it's when the only time you have pagina, right? It sounds like it's not enough for it to be tre mili. It has to be that you can only splice off a part which is considered tosefes. That's point number one. Yeah.
The Rush also mentions Iker.
Yeah. So again, the Rush and the Ramban do have that lashon of Iker, but it could be that that is just a shear in it being tre mili. Oh, because the focus is on the Roveya, so that could be considered a different matter than the other matter. The Ritva is not just focused on the Iker, he also focuses on the only time you can have Palgina Dibur is when the thing you're cutting off is considered Tosefes. That's the way I'm reading it. Is that it's not enough for the Rush and the Ramban, it's just enough, as long as you have two things. Oh, what makes them two? Because you have an Iker and then there's a side. But not that, right? I think the Iker for the Rush and the Ramban is more a shear in it being tre mili than it is a shear in, oh, the part you're cutting off is considered Tosefes. That's the way I'm reading it. But the major question here is, what's this chilek? What makes, again, is two groups of cases. The first group of cases where Palgina Dibur applies, that's Ploni Ravani Liritzoni, that is Ladidi Osfi Beribis, and it's, you know, Heraktiv. In all those cases, they say, oh, there it's extra to be talking about yourself. But then the second group of cases, which is the Yerushalmi, Kasav L'Shnei B'nei Adam, or Kasav N'Chasav L'Shnei B'nei Adam, and Makos, the Arev and the Lobe, so there we say, that's not extra. And the question is, you could have said the opposite. You know, the question is, what makes the Arev, speaking about the Arev, and speaking about the second Mekabel Matana in the Yerushalmi's case, what makes that not extraneous while speaking about the Nirva, speaking about the Lovet, speaking about, you know, the Horeg, in the case of Haraktiv, why is that extraneous? Right? What is the basis of the Chilek? If anything, I could have argued, right, and someone mentioned in Seder, I think it was maybe Yaakov, if you think about the two cases, if you think about the cases, right, the first group of cases, there are basically two Bali Davar. There's the Roveya and the Nirva. There's the Malva and then the Lova. There's the Horeg and then there's the Nerag. So if anything, when there are two Bali Davar, if anything, you would say the second Bal Davar, right, the Maisa couldn't happen without the second Bal Davar. You can't have a Roveya without a Nirva. You can't have a Malva without a Lova. The only two Bali Davar, yet the identity of the second party is considered extraneous. But yet, in the Yerushalmi's case, and the Makos case, there are three parties there. So if anything, the third party, the Arev, or the second Mekabel Matana, there, say the third party is Tosefes, is extraneous, but the second party, it couldn't happen without, with, you know, it takes two to tango. Yeah.
My answer to
Idris
is that this guy, we're just trying to kill this guy from the Arev.
What?
Maybe you could say
it's really what they're trying to do with the Eidus. I mean, or what the point of this Eidus is basically trying to say this guy's your man.
Say the point of the Eidus of Makos is the Mechayev the Lova.
I mean, it's part, it's on the Malvav. Part of the Eidus is also the Mechayev the Arif, but it's fine. That's part. They didn't just not mention Arif because it came up. It's part of the point. The Eidus, not the point of the Eidus as much as like what the Kavanah Eidus is. I mean, like the part of the Eidus is that the
here you mentioned the Lova and the Arev. There you mentioned the Rove and the Nirva. Why is the Nirva? Let's just take the two cases. Let's just take Makos versus Sanhedrin, Plunder of Anil Ritzoni. Why is the mentioning of the Nirva somehow extraneous, while the mentioning of the Arev is considered part of the case? That's what I'm asking.
Because it doesn't matter to them
if
the Nirva is.
Well, who cares who the Lova, who the Arev is?
They're
what?
That's part of their Eidus. They're telling
that. But why is that more part of the? I mean, you can't have a Rove without a Nirva.
It doesn't matter who it is. That's irrelevant. In fact, Zem is irrelevant.
So who cares who the Arev is?
Just say that it is. One can have a mouth and a Loga without an Arev.
What?
One can have a mouth and a Loga without an Arev.
That's my point.
Okay.
But because they're also trying to say that.
Rush says.
Yeah.
Kivan,
what's it called? Kivan, Shiach, Darshan, Arev.
It's in the
start,
becomes
the Eidus. Yeah, but we're dealing with the Ritzvah. I mean, the Rush is a different mouth. Within the Ritzvah. What is the difference? Why, let's just take two cases, right? Why is the identity of the Nirva in Plenary Vardin Ritzoni more extraneous than the identity of the Arev in the case of Makos? If anything, the Plenary Vardin Ritzoni is two parties, right? You can't have a Robe without a Nirva, and here you can't have a Malva and a Lova without an Arev. So if anything, I'd be Mechalik the opposite direction.
So obviously, all the parties who are involved are the
Rovea.
Can't separate.
You're on a Maisa,
on a Maisa Bia. On the Aryan, who's the Rovea. The Kabbalah status is on the Aryan. Same thing with the Harit of as Rabalov. The Kabbalah status is to be Oter, the Matri, the Isha, the Isha Zish. But in the.
Have a Ribbis?
Ribbis?
Yeah.
You're testifying on the Aryan.
You're saying the focus is on Avera versus.
Because on a Halva, you have to testify on the parties that are involved in the Halva, right? If we had no idea who the Nirva was, we could still be Machai of Arova, at least like in a community.
Oh, you can still be Machai of Arova without knowing there's an Arev.
You can't solidify there. But I'm saying, if you're just testifying that the Halva actually took place,
okay, I think you're getting close. Yeah, Yaakov.
I don't mean to spark your side. When you come and you're made on the Malva, you just came to be made on Masa Hava. Like, all of them in Farshim say that Hevi Halova, Hevi Hamalva Eidim. Like, you didn't come like to be Mechayev someone in Hava. Some brought you to be made on a Masa. Here, you come from your own will. So of course, you came to be Mechayev someone.
You could say you came to be Mechayev the Lova. Without being Mechayev of the Arev, you could have said the same
thing. Yeah, but it's not in your Kavanah. Like, it's not why you came to be made, so...
Why not? You can say, I came to be Mechayev the Loveh, but not to be Mechayev the Arev, because he's my car.
The Loveh brought you, some of course you.
Yeah, it's fake.
In the case of Kavanah Ritzoni, you can use a literal Kavanah Zivir. It says, take off that extra word, and therefore that would only be Mechayev the Arev. But when testifying about the Loveh, that was also healed by the Arev, that...
That's more the Russia's answer, though.
He says,
he's not saying that you can't splice it off. He's just saying whether it's considered extraneous or not.
We don't accept the last part. The last part that he said.
I think that's more of the Russia's answer.
He's
just saying here the chilek is whether it's extraneous or not. So again, I think along the lines of what Akiva's saying, maybe another way of saying it is as follows. Is that when it comes to Plenary Vani Lerutzoni, right, there, as I think as Akiva is saying, right, there, the Nidon, right, is the Chiyav Misa of the Roveya. When it comes to the Chiyav Misa, so there, the Roveya and the Nirva have distinct Chiyuve Misa. Right, yeah, they're both involved in the same Misa, but there's a distinct Chiyav Misa for the Roveya. It's a distinct Chiyav Misa for the Nirva. Just like a haraktiv in the case of Yevam Eschafei. Right? There's a din of right, the Baal dying, for Hetzeli Nasi for his wife. There's a separate din of Ritzicha, right, for the aid himself. So in all those cases where we consider it Tosefes, because the Nidon is an Avera, which is completely distinct from the Avera that the other party is involved in. Masha Enkin, in the case of Makos, in the case of the Yerushalmi, so there it's not an Avera, as Akiva was saying, it's rather, it's more of a Chiv. And in terms of that Chiv, that's a joint Chiv. Right? There's a fundamental link between the Chiv of the Arev and the Chiv of the Lova. Right? They both have like a joint Shibud, right, on this Halva. Same in the Yerushalmi's case, right? Kasav, Nechasav, L'shnei b'nei Adam. So both Mekabli Matana, sort of like a joint Shutvis in this Kinyan. So you can't say it's extraneous, because the Nidon is about a Chiv, which is a joint Chiv. Masha Enkin, in the cases where we consider it to be Tosefes, there the Nidon is not is a Chiv Onesh, and from the perspective of the Chiv Onesh, there's a completely distinct, completely independent Onesh for each party, the Rove and the Nirva, the Malva and the Love, the case of, you know, the Horig and the Nerak, obviously. So again, Akivas is along the lines of you're saying, is that, right? So again, when the Nidon at hand is on a Chiv as an Onish, so then each party has a completely different Onish. And therefore you can say the Onish of the Nerak, of the Nirva, the Onish of the Love, is completely extraneous, it's completely distinct. Masha Enki in the Makos case and the Yerushalmi case, where you're dealing not an Onish for an Avera, but rather a Chiv or a Kinyan, in those cases, both Balei Din, whether it be the two Mekabli Matana or the Love and the Arev, are connected. It's a joint shared Kinyan or a joint shared Shibud. Yeah.
I'm saying, Flossing say the same thing, whatever else, I don't know, but that by the case of Rovea and Nirva, it doesn't affect the Rovea directly, whether or not the Nirva is high.
Yeah, same idea.
Right.
Same idea.
By the way, if it has a direct impact on the Arev.
Exactly, because the Shibud of the Lova is different when he has a backup. Exactly, and also the Yushalmi. So there, it's not an independent Kenyan. It's like a joint Kenyan between the two Mekabli Matana. Okay. Oh, beautiful brotherly. Okay, good. So Adkan, we've discussed first Malach of the Ravid, right? How the Ravid's idea clearly doesn't apply here. Second Malach of Palgina Dibura, we've seen two Malachim in the Rishonim. There's a why Palgina Dibura doesn't apply here. The Rush Ramban version of it's only when you have Trey Mili. According to the Ritzvah, is a version slightly different. It's more about only when you're knocking off a Tosefes. That we, spent some time describing what makes something a Tosefes. What makes something a Tosefes is when it's completely independent from the other part. In the case of Makos and Yerushalmi, where you're dealing with a Chiv or a Kinyan, which is jointly shared by both Balei Din, then you can't consider it extraneous. The hardest approach to explain why this version of Palginun Dibura doesn't apply here is which one? Palginun Ne'emanus. The question is, this is a classic case of Palginun Ne'emanus. If you hold the Palginun Dibura in all these cases as working midin Palginun Ne'emanus, they're able to apply the Dibura at hand, legabe one Indian, not legabe the other Indian. So the question is here, very strong question. Why don't you apply Palginun Ne'emanus here? Rely on the Edus of the Edim, legabe the Lovet, not legabe the Arev. Oh. So the answers to this question all come down to, this is why we spent so much time on this, when we're developing the Mekoros for Palginun Ne'emanus. The theme which was coming out of all the Mekoros for Palginun Ne'emanus is that there's a major exception. What are the two words which are the exception of Palginun Ne'emanus? The exception is Chal Gufa.
Okay,
same exception. Yeah. Right? That, yeah, the qualification is that Palginun Ne'emanus only applies when it's Trey Gufa, but the exception is going to be Chal Gufa. So the common answer to this question of why Palginun Ne'emanus doesn't apply in Makos is to say that for some reason, we'll see different versions of it, some reason, case of Makos is considered Chad Gufa. And therefore, even though otherwise it sounds like a great candidate for Palginun Ne'emanus, once you consider the case to be Chad Gufa, that's going to explain why Palginun Ne'emanus is not going to apply. But we're going to see, you need different versions in the Rishonim to explain what factor makes the case Chad Gufa. Right? What is the factor which makes it Chad Gufa? So, one Mahalach seems to come from the Pashpshah and the Gemara. According to the Pashpshah and the Gemara, What is the factor which makes the case in Makos to be Chal Gufa?
Excellent.
The factor is, according to Pirus Malach, is the Yachas, is the relationship between the Arev and the Lovah. Right? To quote the Lashon of the Gemara, right? Ilese Lovah, right? La Basar Arva Azo Malveh. So the Lashon of the Gemara, I'll say this, the Pash Pshah in the Gemara, and the Gemara is established, and the reason why Pagino Ne'amanas doesn't apply here is because of the relationship between the Arev and the Loveh. Because the Arev is considered to be B'makom Loveh, and we'll see this Lashon, therefore that it's considered like Chad Gufa, the Arev and the Loveh are considered Chad Gufa. Once they're considered Chad Gufa, you can't be mechalik between them because it's considered a case of Chad Gufa. Oh. So again, the first, I'll say, Raya to this first mahalach, right? That the reason for the case of Makos being considered Chagufa is the yachas between the Arev and the Lovet. The first indication of that is just the Pasha Pshat in the Gemara. But there's also a Rishon, which Rishon also focuses very much on the relationship between the Lovet and the Arev in line with the Pashas of the Gemara. Balamor. So everyone please turn to the Balamor. So let's look at the Balamor and Son. Very important piece in Eretz Yisrael. So the Baal HaMor, again, is starting off with the issue that many Rishonim are dealing with. What is the Eidus at hand? Is it Eidus on the Halva, like Rashi says? Or is it Eidus on the Piro? So that's what the Baal HaMor starts off talking about. And in, right, along the lines discussing that issue, right, he lets us know what the reason for the lack of Pagin Nemonis is. Svi, do you mind? I'll start from the beginning. You love it to be. So the Rav in hand, it's all about the Pira. Oh, so now the Balamor is going to explain. Why is the Rav specifically staying away from Rashi's answer? Very important. So the Baal HaMor, right? Sorry, and the Baal HaMor says that the reason why the Ravid is avoiding Rashi's pshat in Edei Halva, right, sounds very similar to the way the Ramban and the Ravid themselves reject Rashi. There's a very fundamental difference between them. If you remember, when the Ramban and the Ravid said it, they said, oh, because according to Rashi, what is the case considered? Shtei Edios. And they say, oh, once it's Shtei Edios, you don't even need Palkin and Dibura. But very important, and we'll see why this is a little shita. So, Baal HaMor says not the way. He says, what's motivating the Ravid, because the Ravid thinks that if it were the Edios is on the Halva, so then, what? What's the reason why that can't be the case? Because then it would be pashut that you'd apply pagina dibura. I.e., says the Baal HaMor, in a chanami it's chad edusu. Even within Rashi that it's edus on the halva, it's still considered one edus. It's just that Baal HaMor b'shem the Ravid. It's just that in that case of chad edus, it's a pashut application of pagina dibura. That's very different than the way the Ramban and the Ravid himself says it, was that that case would be considered Shtei Edios. And we'll see later why the Baal HaMor is L'shitaso, because he thinks that the case is Chad Edus, even when there's an Edus on the Alva, and there's an Edus on the Arvus, still that's considered Chad Edus. We'll see Baal HaMor L'shitaso, because of the Yachas, again, between the Lovet and the Arev, which makes it Chad Edus. But right off the bat, the Baal HaMor is telling us that the, according to Rashi, would be considered a case of Chad Edus, and it's just that application of Pagina Dibura might be Pasha. Oh, but now the Baal HaMor is going to have his own Shita. Oh, very important, right? So the Baal HaMor is saying, you got this wrong. You, the Ravid, think that this application of Pagina Dibura is Pashut. I think the opposite. I think that this application of Pagina Dibura doesn't work. Because says the Baal HaMor, in this case, not only is it Chad Gufa, which he's about to explain, but it's Zman Echad. The only time, he says, right, it's Pashut that it's Pagina Dibura by Trey Gufa. But he says there's a machlokas in Baal Basra if there is Pagina Dibura by Chad Gufa, which at least is two different zmanim, right? Lahaba versus Lamafra. But says the Baal Amor, in this case it's even worse. Not only is it Chad Gufa, but it's Zman Echad. But there's no difference in the zmanim between the Chiv for the Ariv and the Loveh. So in that case, Zman Echad, the Gufa Echad, like Iman Damar, no one's going to apply Pagina Dibura in that case. Now the Baal Amor has to work, so why is it considered Chad Gufa? At the end of the day, there are two nidonim, the Ariv and the Loveh. Comes on the Baal Amor, Hilkach. Right, so says the Baal Amor, because, again, this is he's saying, basically coming off the Lashon Gemara, because if the Loveh doesn't have, right, the wherewithal to pay back the loan, they go after the Arev. So that makes the Arev to be the substitute for the Loveh. The Arev is B'makom Loveh. So that makes them Chad Gufa. So therefore, says the Baal Amor, the Chiddush, once I, the Baal Amor, thinks, right, that the case is Chad Gufa, so therefore, you're not going to have Palgina Dibura, even according to Rashi's version of the case that it's Eidus on the Halva. Even according to Rashi's version that there's an Eidus on the Halva and then there's an Eidus on the Arvus, even that case is considered Chad Gufa Bizman Echad. Because the Baal Mor says the relationship between the Ariv and the Lova is such that they are automatically considered Chad Gufa, and therefore, even though from the perspective of the Tzuras HaEdus, sounds like there are two separate Eidios here, no! The Yachas between the Ariv and the Lova makes both Eidios not only one Eidus, but Chad Gufa as well. And this is very much, right, the Baal Amor, right, Lishitaso, to earlier, where even when he was talking Bedas the Ravid, he says, of course it's considered Chad Eidus, because again, the Baal Amor thinks the strong relationship between the Ariv and the Loveh, right, even the beginning dictates for sure that's Chad Eidus, and in the end says not only it's Chad Eidus, but it's Chad Gufa, and therefore the Maskana is going to say that there is, that's the reason why there is no Palginan Dibura at all. Fine. So again, so in terms of this first Mahalach, that the reason for the lack of Palginan Namonos here is because the relationship between the Ariv and the Loveh, you first have the Pashas of the Gemara, and then you have the Baal Amor clearly is adopting this approach that the relationship between the Ariv and the Loveh is really the driving force behind the Sugya. Again, that's why even in the Havamina, right, that you didn't even entertain the possibility of it being Shtei Eidios, because of course, it has to be Chad Eidos. And then in Lamaskana, right, according to his own Shita, he says, not only is it Chad Eidos, but it's Chad Gufa, and therefore Pagina Dibura is not going to apply. But the Baal Amor continues in the next paragraph. If you should stop, right? Who was reading? Oh, Zvi, do you mind? So you remember earlier in the year, this is a very important lesson that the nature of Nimtzach HaMem Karv Apostle is working through Nisvashta. It's very important. So, and that wasn't like, you know, consciously all or nothing mahalak for those who were around at the time. That's why we quoted this Baal Amor for them. But for our purposes, you know, continue on. Right, so in case both the Yerushalmi, right, and in Makos, you're not going to have Palgina Dibura. He says, oh, they're both very similar. You have one star, and you have the psul at hand, again, being a spashate through him. Fine, but now he's going to qualify. It's like, don't, Balmore's talking. Don't think that I say anytime you have one star that makes it into Chad Gufa and therefore there's no Palgina Ne'amanus. He says, no, because you have a Gemara and Gittin, where we apply Palgina Ne'amanus, even though it's one star. So the Balmore has this chiluk that no, the reason why we apply Palgina Ne'amanus in the case of Gittin is because that's considered a case of Trey Gufe. Right? So he's saying, by the case of Makos, the case of the Yerushalmi is considered Chad Gufa, therefore no Palgina Ne'amanus. But the case of Gittin, case of Gittin, is considered trey gufe, and therefore there is palkito nemanos there. But the Baal HaMor doesn't explain the basis of his chalak. He just says, oh, right, Gittin is trey gufe, Yerushalmi and Nakos is chad gufa. Who is going to be bothered by this chilak of the Baal HaMor? The Ramban. Ramban and Mechamas. And again, I'm not going to read it inside, but what is the Ramban's raya that you can't be mechalik between the case in Gittin and the case of the Yerushalmi? Because the other Yerushalmi, the Yerushalmi in Gittin, which you've seen in Ramban and Chidushim also quotes this, there's Yerushalmi in Gittin, which explicitly equates the Yerushalmi case of Kasav, Kol Nechasav, L'Shnei B'nei Adam, with the Gittin case of Kol Nechsai, right, Lach. So the Ramban, Lishitasa, was going to say, oh, so just like we apply Pagina Namaras to the case in Gittin, because we're clearly passing like Rava, so too we must be that we passing like Reish Lakish in Yerushalmi. So the Ramban Lishitasa was going to say, no, don't be mechalik between these cases. And since we clearly apply Pagina Namaras in the Gittin case, therefore that's a raya to Rabbeinu Ephraim, says the Ramban, that we also pass him like Reish Lakish to apply Pagina Namanas in the Yerushalmi's case of Kasav, Kol Nechasav, L'Shnei B'nei Adam. But now the question is, what's the basis of the Chilik for the Baal HaMor?
Yeah. Which Yerushalmi is the Baal HaMor using?
He is quoting the Yerushalmi, the Pashas in Makos, which is presents this case of Kasav, Kol Nechasav, L'Shnei B'nei Adam, Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish. There's another Yerushalmi in Gittin, which has the same Achokas Reish Lakish Rav Yochanan, but starts off by equating it with the Gemara in Gittin.
Very end, he cites the Yerushalmi in Gittin about the Evet, and that's where he says.
No, that's not quoting the Yerushalmi. He's quoting that's the Bavli. That's the Bavli where we paskin that Pagina Dibura does apply there. So right. So the question is, can anybody tell me what is the basis within the Baal HaMor's answer? I just spell out the question, and I'll take Tzvi's answer. Question now, think about it for a second. What is the basis for the Baal HaMor's chilek? Why would you consider the Gittin case to be trey gufe, while the Yerushalmi's case is considered chad gufa? Both cases, you're being kosev, right, nechasav, to right, you're bundling two kinyanim in one shtar. Right, in the Yerushalmi's case, you're the two kinyanim to two people, right? To two people in one shtar. In the Gittin case, you have is one nidon, but you're bundling, right, the chayrus and the nechasim, right, to your eved in one shtar. So what's the chiluk? If anything, just to straighten the question, if anything, you'd be mechalik in the opposite direction. Because in the case of the Yerushalmi, there are two bali davar. There are two mikavli matana. So if anything, that should be considered, you know, trey gufe. While Gittin is one Baal Davar, it's only the Eved. So why is it, in both cases, you have two Kinyanim, if anything, in the Yerushalmi's case, there are two Mekabli Matana, in the Gittin case, there's only one Mekabel, yet he considers Gittin to be Trey Gufe, and Yerushalmi to be Chad Gufa. First Tzvi, and then...
What?
Yeah.
Meaning the Yerushalmi gets in. Oh. Like, that you just say like Rav that Rava argues
time. Oh, just yeah, but yeah, it does. Yeah, but the question is that Nami Svara, right? Why is it? What's the basis to consider the Gittin case, right, to be Trey Gufe, and the Yerushalmi case to be Chad Gufe?
Although the Malva is another Baldean, he's not. It's not. What?
Not where
the Malva. With the case of.
Yerushalmi is that you have a Nosein giving his Nechasin to two Makabli Mata.
Yeah, so it was over here in Makos where we.
No, we're not doing Makos.
Not Makos.
Gittin is the Adon giving his Nechasin and Shichur to the Eved.
I think it was here in Makos. You didn't mention here in Makos, but with the Arev.
Is that not the case where it should be Chad Gufa? It is that too. But I'm saying the question really comes how you mechalik between the Yerushalmi's case and the Gittin case.
Excellent.
So I think the way to be mazver excellent is that in Gittin, because they're two different, completely different inyanim, shichur and nechasim. Therefore, it's much more nitan to consider that to be trey gufe, than in the case of the Yerushalmi, which are both nechasim. And if, because they're both nechasim, you can see it as more of like a shutvus. As like, it's like one kinyan to both of these mekablim as a shutvus. Therefore, that would be chad gufa. Asha Inkin, excellent. When it comes to gittin, because they are shikhr and mamonos, therefore that, there's a tzad to say you can't bundle them in the same way. Excellent, yeah.
But
in Gittin, there's also the same shtar which says both.
But it's
in both cases, you have one shtar which has two kinyanim. If anything, there's two gavras and one gavra. So I think the best chilek is what Kiva is saying, is that yes, in both cases there are two kinyanim, but in the case of the Yerushalmi, they're both kinyanim mamon. Therefore, you can see it as like a joint shutvist, it's one kinyan. Masha inkein by gittin, there's a tzad to be mechalek and say no, you're not gonna bundle together shichrur and mamonos. What? And the ship is also a kinyan. There's also a kinyan iser. I mean, both. But I'm saying there is a fundamental difference between the kinyan, you know, shichrur and kinyan mamon. So I think that pepashas would be the basis for the balamoros, for the balamoros chalak. Okay. So Ankan is explaining, right? Again, within the pagina namonos, you know, mahalach, right? Why is it the pagina namonos doesn't apply here? So the first mahalach is saying, oh, because of the relationship between the lovet and the arif. We said, oh, we have the pashas of the gemara that says that, and then also the balamor who's spelling that out. Good. So now the other mahalach is to say that what makes the Makos case to be Chad Gufa is not the relationship between the Lovet and the Arif, as much as it has to do with the Tsuras Ha'idus. The way in which the Idus is formulated, or the way it's the Idus is constructed, that the Idus makes it into Chad Gufa. So according to the second Mahalakha, it's not as much about the connection between the Arev and the Lovet. No, according to this, even if the Arev and the Lovet can be seen as two independent players, the way in which the Tzuras Ha'edus at hand is what, you know, makes it into Chad Gufa. And we're going to see two different versions of this itself. So one version of how the Edus groups the Arev and the Lovet is the Ramban. Right, according to the Ramban, how does the Ramban play up? How does the Ramban understand that the Eidus at hand is such a way that groups the Lovet and the Arev? What's the Ramban's pshat? And what's the Eidus at hand? The Eidus is on the Piron. Right? And the Ramban is very, right, both in the Chidushim and the Chamas, says, oh, because the Eidus at hand is on the Piron, and Legabi the Piron, E'ef Shur Lechalek, between the Arev and the Lovet. So again, in contrast to the Balamor, was that no, it's just the standing of the Arev and the Lovet, and just the connection between them. The Machamas say, no, it's more focused on the Edus. Because the Edus at hand is an Edus of Piron, therefore, vis-a-vis the Edus of Piron, there's no way to Mechalik between the Lovet and the Arev. Because if you're going to believe that the Piron, Legabe the Lovet, there's no tzad to not believe it, Legabe the Arev. So again, so one way to say that the Tzuras Ha'idus, which makes into Chad Gufa, is the Ramban's idea to say, oh, because once the Edus is on the Piron, so therefore that's what groups the Lovet and the Arif. Again, the contrast with the Balamor is clear, because the Balamor is pshat, that since it's not about the Edus, right, it's about just the standing of the relationship between the Lovet and the Arif, therefore the Balamor says this would even apply if the Edus was like Rashi on the Halva. So the Balamor is very much about just the general relationship between the Lovet and the Arev, and everybody says that applies to any Edus. But the Ramban, who says it's coming from the Edus itself, says it's Dafka L'inyan the Edus on the Piron. Once the Edus is on the Piron, so then you that Piron, you know, connects the Lovet to the Arev, because you can't be Mechalik between them. Anybody tell me, what's the other way of saying it?
Star.
Excellent. The other version is the Shtar. And we're going to see that a bunch of Rishonim say that if, because the Edus at hand, you know, even though it's not clear from the Gemara, but if you understand that the Edus of Ilah Betuvia were Edus on the Shtar, and the Edus B'Shtar contains both Edus on the Halva and Edus on the Arvus, So then you can understand why the shtar is going to mitzarev it into chad gufa. So who says this? Bedas Rashi. Who says this? Bedas Rashi. Excellent. The first one to say this is the Ritva. If you go to the Ritva, there's some other important nekudos in the Ritva as well. So the Ritva, after quoting Rashi, says, right, everyone's beating up on Rashi, because if the Eidus is on the Halva, then it should be Shtei Eidus. So the Ritva is going to suggest this. See, towards the beginning of the... Rafi, do you see it? Towards the beginning of the Ritva, he quotes Rashi, and this is a Pirish Rabbeinu Zal. The Milva Alpe.
No, I actually don't see that.
So I'll start reading you. Tell me when you get it. Upirish Rabbeinu Zal, referring to the Rambam. The Milva Alpe, like Leferusha. Right? Rashi can't be talking about a Milva Alpe, because if it's a Milva Alpe, the Imkain, Shtei Edios Chalukos Heim Legamrei. Right? The Edos Alpe on the Halva, and the separate Edos on the Arvos is completely different. V'lama Yehu Ne'manim Al Shimon. V'lama Lo Yehu Ne'manim Al Shimon. Right, and why couldn't you just have a clear break between the two Eidos? Atu imamru, so yesterday, Atu imamru, Shnayim, Reuven, Hilvel, Shimon, Mone, Umana, Levi, and Korum, Shimon, Klum, Mifsali, Levi. Right, in the case of where two different Loves, two distinct Talvaos, of course, two different Eidos. How am I? Fafilu, Eidu, Shnei Eidos, Tokhli, Dibor, it wouldn't affect anything. Not now, nothing. So says the Ritzvah. What?
It's not possible to...
Exactly, meaning, that's a great lashon of Pagina Ne'manos. Meaning, you can't apply Pagina Ne'manos, right? E'ef shela amina lechatzan, which is a great formulation of Pagina Ne'manos, right? You can't apply Pagina Ne'manos because chad gufo, it's considered chad sadusu because of the shtar. So in contrast to the Ramban, who's focusing, oh, the fact that it's the Eidus on the Piron makes it one chad gufo, This Ritzvah, B'Shem Rashi, says, no, it's the shtar. Because it's one shtar, that integrates two distinct Eidos into a single Eidos, which therefore is considered Chad Gufa, but therefore it doesn't apply. Therefore, Pagina Ne'manos is not going to apply. So again, in terms of this Mahalak, it's the shtar which renders it Chad Gufa. So the Ritzvah clearly says this idea, B'Shem Rashi. But then, the Ramban seems to go into a different perspective. And it's a fascinating question that he raises. Right? But again, we're going to see in a moment, the next question about Dayan Koshes seems to have a completely different perspective. Right? What he just explained to Das Rashi is that the matter which prevents the application of Palgir Ne'amonos is the fact that it's a shtar. Right? Nothing to do with the relationship between the Lova and the Arev, it's the fact that it's a shtar. But now he's got, in this next line of questioning, he seems to be adopting an alternative, Mahalach, that it's really about the relationship between the Lova and the Ari. Who else has the Ritva? Yeah, Yaakov. Yeah, cool. But Dayan Kasha? So he basically says, according to the Yerushalmi, we paskin, like Rav Yochanan, that we don't have Pagina Ne'amonos, even in that case of the Yerushalmi, where you're Kasav Nechasav L'Shnei Bnei Adam. So now he asks the Ritzvah, so what's the question? The Ritzvah now asks himself, right, and this question he's assuming, that the Gemara's reasoning for why Palgina Ne'amanos doesn't apply here, according to this question, is not because of the shtar, but is rather because of the connection between the Arev and the Lova. So now he's asking, why do you need to come on to that? Why does the Gemara need to come on to the connection between the Arev and the Lova? Just say we paskin like the Yerushalmi, right? We paskin like Rav Yochanan in the Yerushalmi, that even when there's no connection between the Arev and the Lova, we're not going to apply Palgina Ne'amanos. So why does the Gemara have to, come on to the Yachas between the Lov and Arif, just say stam. We paskin like the Yerushalmi, that we don't apply pagin and nemanus in these types of cases. So what's the first answer? Oh. So the first answer here is that, oh, that our Gemara must be going along the lines of Reish Lakish. And once you paskin like Reish Lakish in the Yerushalmi's case, once you say that Pagin and Nemanos will apply in the Yerushalmi's case, so then the only reason why it wouldn't apply here is if you have this connection between the Arev and the Lova. Fine. That's one answer. The second answer is a very, very sharp answer. So now it's a very lumdish machlokas. He says, going to the second day, what's the pshat in the machlokas of Yochanan and Reish Lakish? And he's saying, don't say like we've been saying up until now, oh, whether you consider a chad shtar to be chad gufa, whether you consider a dibur echa to be chad. No, it's a totally different lamdus. What's the lamdus? What's the nekudas ha-machalka between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish? But what's the koveya? Is the koveya the what? The makabel or the nose? He says, if you take this lamdish approach, that the machalka is Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish, right? It's not about, oh, how you viewed one shtar, how you viewed chad dibur. No. It's about what is the koveya, the mekabel or the nosin. So then it comes out. He says, according to Rav Yochanan, right in the case of the Yerushalmi, you have one nosin and two mekabel. So Rav Yochanan, who considers it to be chad edus, says that the koveya is the nosin, while Reish Lakish, who says it's considered shte edios, right, and therefore you apply pagin and emanos, thinks that the koveya is the mekabel. So now everything flips in our case. Because in our case in Makos, right? In our case in Makos, right? How many nosains are there? How many mischaivim are there? And how many, mekablim are there? He says, right, there are two nosains. Because the Love and the Arev are both the nosain. They're the ones that have to give the money. And if anything, the Malveh, there's only one mekabel. Right? So, according to this Vart, right, everything's going to flip. The same Rav Yochanan, who in the Yerushalmi's case considers it to be chad edus because there's only one nosin, in our case of the Lova and the Arev, it would have been considered two distinct nosins if not for the yachas between the Arev and the Lova. So, right. So this second day in the Ritva introduces a very important yisod that what could be at the heart of the machlokes Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish is different than what we learning up until now. It's not about, oh, how do you treat one shtar? How do you treat one dibur? It's rather, what is the koveya of trei gufa versus chad gufa? Right? Is it the number of nosins? Or is it the number of makabel? Yeah.
I don't think that's tafka. I think tafka only in makana, not in any makabel or notem situation.
Well, he's extending this to Lov and Arif.
No, maybe you could say that's tafka, like he's saying, they both agree, right? Trei gufa, so it's allowed. And then because of that, so here, because there's isn't a matana, so they both agree that.
But again, he's very he clearly.
Notnim doesn't mean that it means notnim like notnim matana or whatever. Notnim just means like when he says
the mishaif.
You say notnim, now dafka that he's trying to say it's the same case, and two notnim like two goofing.
No, but he's clearly saying that. Meaning,
maybe the argument is just like also like
He's trying. This whole second day is trying to say now that our Gemara can be like Rav Yochanan, because Rav Yochanan, who says that case the Yerushalmi is considered kichad gufa, that's because there's one nosin. But here, right, the same Rav Yochanan is going to apply pagin and emanos, consider it's trei gufa, because here there are two nosins, because there are two mischaivim, the Lova and the Arev are both are two mischaivim, until the Gemara Rav Huna Rav Yeshua says no. Really, the Lov and the Arev are considered kichad gufa.
When he explains it, he says the ikar edus matana.
What? The ikar edus matana al makabli matana hu.
It's not edus. It's not edus
matana. Im continue. Im kain b'hada hacha Lov and the Arev shnei gufim heim shehim ha mischayvim v'havle kishnei nosnim. He clearly says that the Arev and the Oriv and the Lova are parallel to the Nosen in the Matana case.
I don't think it's Dafka.
Okay. I don't know what?
Because Shnei Notim, Stam, it's two different Gufim.
That's the point.
Not Dafka Notim like the Notim and Matana, Stam, they both agree that two Gufim. So,
no, but he's going to say, but the Reish Lakish is going to say that the Koveya is the Mikabel, and therefore, although Reish Lakish considers that case to be Trey Gufim, our case is considered Chan Gufa because only one Malva. That's the way he seems to be learning it. But I want to point out is that this whole paragraph seems to be learning that the Maskana of our Gemara is all focused on the connection between the Lova and the Arif. And they were asking, oh, why do you need to come on to that? Which is just different. It's a different daya than the previous one, Bidas Rashi, which said that the factor, right, which prevented Pagin and Amonis was not the relationship between the Arev and the Lovet, but it was rather the fact that it was all Edus Pishtar. I'm just pointing out, although like the Ritz was back to back here, it seems to be presenting two different dayas. One was Bidas Rashi, and now it seems to be his own opinion that the Koveya is like, you know, like we were saying earlier, is about the relationship between the Lovet and the Arev. Just to finish up, right, who else seems to adopt, you know, this mahalach that what makes the case chad gufa is the shtar. So that's the Ritzvah. Who else has this idea? Not the Rambam. Who? The Rush. If you go back to the Rush, and when the Rush again is defending Rashi, and with this, what? Yes, both in the Yesh Mitartzim and earlier. And earlier when he defends Rashi, again when everyone's beating up on Rashi. See the beginning of the Siman? Yosef, do you see it? See the beginning of Yilav and Tuv Yad? It's a Pirish Rashi, De'edei Halvahu. It says, V'dam Yilaha, D'Yerushalmi, Rekaba, etc. It says, Hachanami, Kevan De'i, Leslei Lelove, Ozu Basar Arva, Im Kein, Nichtav Hashtar, Ala Love, Ve'ala Arif. Therefore, V'kevan De Psulim Arif, Psulim Af Lelove. So again, just like the Ritzvah of B'Shem Rashi, the Rush, also B'Shem Rashi, seems to say that it's the factor that you have one shtar which integrates the Edus on the Loveh and the Edus on the Arev to prevent Pagin and Emonis. And that what Yisrael David pointed out, at the end of the Yesh Mitartzim, the Rush L'Shitaso also points to the shtar. Right? After the Yesh Mitartzim, which was focused on Trey Mili Ninu, right? You also do see it, it says, Avala Minam Chayev Aloveh V'lo Arev. Right, by so again, right, the Rush L'Shitaso in these different contexts is very much focused on the fact that there is one star. That's what renders the case Chad Gufa. And the Ramban also has this line. Right? The Ramban, when explaining Bidas Arif, exactly, also has this idea of the shtar, you know, integrating the different idios into an integrated idios. So again, just to sum up this last year, is that you have, right, the question of why doesn't Pagin and Dibur apply here? So again, it depends on the three Mahalchim. The Ravid is easily able to explain why Pagin and Dibur doesn't apply, because it's not a Baldavar. It's a Psalkarov. The right within the literal Pagin and Dibur Mahalach, you have two different versions. Is it because it's not Shrei Mili, or because it's not extraneous, it's not Tosefis? And then within the Pagin and Amonos, if really the question was the strongest, right? And the answer is all comes back to it being Chagufa. And the different versions of what makes it Chagufa, is it Chagufa because of the Yachas between the Arev and the Lovet? Or is it Chagufa because of the Edus? Is it the Edus because the Edus is on Piron, according to Ramban's version? Or is it because the Edus being Bishtar integrates everything? We'll stop here. It's been a wonderful, wonderful summer.